All right, and welcome back, everyone, to the podcast. So glad that you guys are tuning in. This is a podcast that's dedicated to your personal growth. So every Monday, we're posting something that will just lift you up, encourage you, inspire you to your next steps of growth. And so if you haven't already, I would love to invite you to sign up for our Growth Environment newsletter. This is where I send you the show notes along with some extra resources that we don't cover in the podcast. So if you're interested in that, below in the description of wherever you're listening to will be a link. You can click there and sign up and we'll get you added. So we're going to go ahead and dive right in. I'm kicking off a new series called Overcoming Obstacles. Because, man, there's so many of us who walk through life and obstacles come. But you know what? We get to decide what those obstacles are going to do. Will they be stumbling blocks in our lives that make us quit, that make us crumble? Or will they be stepping stones to get us to where we're supposed to be? And so ultimately, you know, the verse that we'll be kind of just sitting in and resting in for this month is Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. And it says this, it says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord." So the reason I want this verse to kind of stick with us this month is because the guarantee is this, that weapons in our life will not prosper. So it's not going to succeed. It's not going to be accomplished. It's not going to go through. But what's not promised is that weapons won't form against us. You know, in this world that we live in, there are always going to be obstacles. And so the thing that we can take to the bank or that we can keep our faith on, though, is when those obstacles come or those weapons are being formed against us, is that they will not prosper. And so we're going to dive right in. But before we dive in, you know, one of the things I want to bring up to our attention is why are we spending, you know, a whole month on obstacles or overcoming them? Is because I really want to take time to dissect the different obstacles that come in our life. So there are obstacles that are self-caused obstacles, some that we caused or, you know, it's our fault. There are obstacles that come because of a fallen world that we're in. And there's obstacles that come because of following Jesus. And so today we're going to focus on self-caused obstacles. Now, this is important because I want you to think of an army being attacked, all right? And let's just say they're being attacked on the north side. Can you imagine if that army begins to retaliate or, give back or counterattack their forces, but they send their forces down to the south side? How many of you guys know that's not going to be a good outcome, right? Again, if they're being attacked from the north, but they decide to, counterattack on the south, it's not going to be good, right? Because they're not shooting in the right direction. Well, same for us. Like, there are obstacles that come in our lives, and sometimes, man, we're hooping and hollering. Man, we're taking our authority and binding the devil. But the devil had nothing to do with it, you know? And so it's important for us to know that because, man, if it's something that the devil didn't do, but it's something that we caused, it's now how do we overcome that obstacle? You know, the other thing is too, it's like, you know, I've been around with young men and I've walked through this in my life too, where it's like, man, we blame everyone. But in reality, the fault is it isn't people, it's us. And the moment that we recognize that, we can put our right counterattack to those obstacles that are coming against us. And so, you know, I'll be vulnerable and share with you guys, you know, the things that I've walked through. Like, you know, there was a time in the ministry where, again, I was under a microscope at work. Truthfully, I almost got fired. And this was hard. This was rough. This is about, you know, 5.5 years ago. And, I mean, man, it was challenging to get past that. You know, for me, it was easy to blame others, you know. But the truth is, it was no one's fault. It was my own. Showing up late. I wasn't, you know, being there on time. I was, you know, stealing, you know, resources in the sense of time, and it was wrong. And so there was no one to blame but myself. But you know, a lot of times when we're put under pressure or when we're put under a place of being observed, being corrected, and being challenged, our flesh can react in all different types of ways. And so in this, you know, there are times where I've talked with people or I've worked with them, you know, even with youth, oh gosh, you know, and it's so easy to blame the external. It's so easy. But I'll just say it like this, man, if you go into different places and the outcome is always the same, it's not the people, it's you. And so with this, I was going through this time where, man, I was really being under a microscope. I, you know, almost being let go. And it was a hard time for me. Okay. But you know, the truth is in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 10, it says, by pride comes nothing but strife. And what is strife? Strife is, you know, conflict with people. It's issues. It's all the negative, right? But what comes from that is pride. And so what robs us in these obstacles that we fall in that are self-caused and that will keep us in it is our pride. I've seen so many people blame God or others for problems they created, and they continue ending up in strife, troubles, and obstacles. And it's their fault. And the only reason they continue in it is because, again, you're fighting, you're sending your army in the south when in reality the enemy is on the north, right? And really the north, and I use that analogy because the north is, it's our mindset. It's in our mind. And so what we have to do is we have to come to a place of humbling ourselves. The way we get out of obstacles that we caused ourselves is to humble ourselves. And I'll read it here. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6, it says, therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. So continuing my story, in this time where I was, again, under a microscope, you know, I was looking through old emails and it's like, man, I had to, you know, let my boss know when I was clocking in, clocking out, and just keep him up to date. And again, you know, you may know me now and hear that, and it's like, man, that's rough, Josue, or oh gosh, like that's they were treating you unfair or whatever. But it's not actually. No, I completely deserve that, and honestly, it was, you know, truthfully, I deserve to have been fired. I mean, I'm thankful for the mercy of God. There was mercy in this area that was acted on me, so I'm so thankful. But I remember being in a place where I just wanted to quit. Because, you know, at times I just felt like it was a lot, you know, I lost all the trust. In reality, people just weren't taking my junk anymore, man. I needed to grow up. I needed to be in that place. But I remember being in this moment of wanting to quit, the Lord told me that, I was not, you know, wanting to be humble. I didn't want to humble myself and go through the process of winning back trust. This was hard. But you know what? The moment I humbled myself and went through the process, God did exalt me in due time. It took time. Oh, it took some time. But God did exalt me in due time. And so what am I saying? It's like, man, there are times where we fall into traps or fall into scenarios, and it's like it's not the devil's fault. It's not the fallen world. It's not, you know, it's something that we did. The only way that you're going to grow past that or get over that obstacle is for you to humble yourself. I mean, that's the process I've walked through, but not, don't even take it from me. Look at Noah, right? There was Noah in an instant where, man, they were caught in a storm. It's because Noah was completely disobeying God. He went away from God's direction, and man, this storm happened. And you know what? Noah came to humble himself and say, guys, you know what? I know the cause of all this. You know, this is my fault. Cast me out. Throw me out of the boat. And man, as he humbled himself, he ended up being in the, you know, the belly of a whale for 3 days and three nights. Talk about humbling. Right. Talk about a process. Talk about time that he had to walk through. But ultimately, he went and fulfilled what God called him to do. Look at David. Right. King David. King David, when he, you know, slept with Bathsheba and then had Uriah killed. It was terrible. Right. And in the moments of, you know, the prophet coming to him and saying, you know, Nathan giving him this story and giving him this analogy of someone who stole a sheep. David got furious and said, man, find this man. And, you know, that man deserves death, right? And it was revealed he was that man. You know, and what David could have done, he could have gone to a place of rejection. He could have rejected it. He could have been prideful and said no, or man, like, you know, no one knew except him and Bathsheba. So he could have denied it all. But what did he have to do? He had to humble himself. He humbled himself and went through a process to get back to where God has called him. Right? Too often we're trying to fight the devil for something we did. But if we humble ourselves and take ownership, God will exalt us in due time. What am I trying to tell you? There may be obstacles that you're facing right now, obstacles that you're going through, and you're blaming everyone else. But in reality, if you would just take ownership and humble yourself, just like 1 Peter 5:6 said, God will exalt you in due time. Now, again, this isn't the most sexiest thing to hear. It's not the most exciting thing. I know I'm not gonna probably get a bunch of amens and hallelujahs, you know, from folks, and that's okay. But I just want to give you an honest assessment for you to look at yourself. That, man, if you're constantly finding, like, you're going to different places, different churches, maybe different small groups, different work settings, you know, different whatever, and you constantly have strife with folks, or you're constantly running into obstacles with people, I mean, the thing that you need to look at is the man in the mirror. You need to look and come into complete ownership of it. It's not the devil's fault. I'm telling you, too often we try fighting the devil for something we did. If we humble ourselves and take ownership, God will exalt you. And I'm saying that because the moment I humbled myself and I went through this process 5.5 years ago, right, I was 22. It took a long time to ever get promoted again, but, you know, staying true through the process allowed me to get promoted to a shift lead. Allowed me to be able to coordinate both of the third-year schools at Karis that I graduated from. And it was so honoring. And now I get to play a bigger role here at Karis. And it's phenomenal. I'm so thankful to serve under my leadership and help lift up their arms. But man, that didn't come just by, you know, okay, you know, not humbling myself. That came through because I had to humble myself. And I just want to encourage you, the moment that you're willing to humble yourself, God will exalt you. And so, just I've shared this in a series before called Lose the Ego, but I just want to just give a recap to this because, man, I promise you, if you take these steps to humbling yourself, you will definitely surpass the obstacles that you've caused. Will it take time? Yes. But if you're willing to go through the process, man, I'm telling you, character will be developed going through the process, right? Again, you know, I have a little cousin, right? His name is Isaac. Cutest little fellow in the world, man. And this little guy, it's so cute to see him get up and walk. But I remember when I was first seeing him stand up for a minute, his legs would get shaky and then he'd fall down, right? But you know what? I'm seeing him now and he's starting to walk. And it's awesome. It's really cool to see him. But you know what? Gravity didn't get lighter on him. And that's not the reason he's able to walk, right? No, matter of fact, gravity stayed the same. What is happening is that his legs are getting stronger. It's because he continues to try and try and try again. So I might bring this up or saying this, and I'm just saying, like, when you humble yourself and go through the process, the cool thing is that your character becomes stronger. And when your character becomes stronger, these little obstacles that you're coming against because of what we've caused are no longer an issue, right? You grow past them. You grow past them and you grow up. And it's phenomenal. So I want to encourage you to take that step and go through the process. So here are the steps to humbling yourself. It's from the series I call Lose the Ego. If you haven't checked that out, I highly encourage you to go check that out. But in here, Lose the Ego, I'll give you a quick breakdown. So L is learn from others. So be open to learn from others. You know, man, I'm telling you, I had some good friends that, you know, love reading books, and being surrounded by them and learning from them was phenomenal. I actually got a chance to you know, in this book club that we were a part of, you know, I got a chance to go through one of the books, Ideal Team Player by Patrick Lencioni, which highly recommend to read. But that also helped me a lot get over my bad self and really grow up. And so I highly encourage you guys in my extra resources and our, you know, growth environment newsletter, I'm actually going to have like a little book review on that. So highly encourage you to, again, if you haven't already signed up, you'll get more info on that. But yeah, you know, learn from others, surround yourself with people. You don't know it all, and be open to receive, man. I'm telling you, that's one way to humble yourself. Secondly, and lose is own your 1%. I'm a real big advocate of this, man. Even if it's 99% someone's fault, own your 1%. What can you own? And in reality, I've seen things where it's just like, you know what? There are times where I'm owning my 1%. And in reality, I see it's like, man, it's like 10. Oh, okay. It's more like 20, 30. Oh man, this is complete ownership, man. This is on me. And you know what? Yeah, I found it where it saved, you know, relationships, or, you know, really it just got me out of my pride. It helped me to humble myself by just saying, come on, is there at least 1% you can own? I'm telling you, that'll definitely get you out of pride. All right. Thirdly, serve. You have a servant mindset, man. I'm telling you, there are more times than less that you're going to stay out of pride, which will lead into content or contention or strife or obstacles. So serve. And then lastly, examine your motives. Examine why you do what you do. You know, again, is it truly from a humble, pure heart, or are you doing this out of your own ego? Are you doing it for yourself? And so this is my biggest thing, guys. If you want to overcome the obstacles that you've caused, okay, you have to first humble yourself and acknowledge that, yes, I caused it. Okay. And I know that's not fun. I know it's not the most comfortable thing, but man, take ownership, because I'm telling you, when you do that, you humble yourself and take ownership, God will exalt you. Take some time, but he will exalt you. So, again, for our 1 minute challenge today, I want to, challenge you guys to just ask yourself, you know, what, you know, obstacle am I facing? And ask yourself, man, is it something that is of this world? Is it because we live in a fallen world? Is it because of me following Jesus? You know, there's persecution that's coming, or is it something that I've caused? And it's something that you caused, I want you to take ownership today. And you know what? I'm not saying to stay there, but I'm saying, you know what? Take ownership and give it to God. So your 1 minute challenge, man, if it's really something that you've caused, take ownership, give it to God, and I promise you, he will exalt you. Thank you guys for tuning in. Always a pleasure. Peace.